You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Tiny Guru Tiny Show. Let's go.
I like that drop.
Oh, yeah.
Guru, Steiny, Guru.
All right. So this is the kind of thing that I've got to address. 650. Steiny, you just riding off the Sharks as a Bay Area team?
You came in on fire this morning about the Sharks.
See, this is... I'm not going to blame it on a mandate from above. I won't do that. But you're right. I came in today thinking, here's what I was thinking, Goo. So I'm looking at our four major sports teams.
Here we go, Evan.
And if you've noticed, they've all taken the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Sharks have a general manager named Mike Greer, played in the league 16 years, former player. Young guy, 49 years old.
African-American.
He's running the Sharks. Buster Posey, I couldn't believe this, 37. Posey's 37 years old. He's now running the Giants.
All right.
Mike Dunleavy, 44, running the Warriors. And John Lynch, 53, which, trust me, kids, it's still young, running the 49ers.
All right.
And I was just thinking about, okay, we've got four GMs who are young GMs, and to my way of thinking, you could use today as a starting point to judge all four. We could start right now because every organization is at, to me, a definable point. The San Francisco 49ers, they're in a Super Bowl window. John Lynch, to me, the goal is win the Super Bowl. It still is. Lynch, as an executive of the Niners, they're either going to win it this year or they're probably going to have to re-tinker next year. I don't want to say start over, but they may have to tinker on the fly a little bit to keep this thing on top. But the goal to me for the Niners is simple. Can Lynch get over the hump? Mike Dunleavy, what's his goal? He's got a team that's 2 years removed from a dynasty.
And the dynasty may be dying, and that's okay.
I think we can say the dynasty is dying.
Okay.
I think we can say that. So the question then becomes, what does Mike Dunleavy do to mitigate the after dynasty
and reinvent?
Run?
Yeah.
What's the goal of the Warriors? To me, it's get back in the playoffs this year and start reestablishing ourselves as some kind of contender.
Facts.
The Giants, to me,
relevancy.
The Giants, yeah. What's the goal of the San Francisco Giants? To me, next year would be to make the playoffs just like it was this year. Once you make the playoffs, anything can happen. And then you got the Sharks. Sharks have been the worst team in the league the last 2 years. They've won, 22 games and 19 games the past 2 years? So they're at the bottom, but they've got young players. They've got a group they think they can grow with. So Mike Greer's got a big job ahead of him. But I was just thinking about what are the goals for each of these four teams? What are your expectations for these four teams? I mean, it wasn't long ago we expected the Giants to contend for World Series. Are we still there? Where are we with the Warriors? 888-957-9570 is the number. And what are your expectations for these teams? Is it still always about a championship? Or can the Warriors, for the first time, maybe in, 8, 9 years, can the Warriors actually have a successful season if they don't win it all? And I think this will be the first time we ever answer the question, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I think they can.
Oh, I was going to just come with the hell no. And the reason the hell no is why they were in on those big fish, Paul George and marketing, because I don't think that will suffice Steph Curry. Like, of course he wants to win, Steph, but he wants to win it all. He's still playing at a high level, and that's why Mike Dunleavy told us to our face the other day, enjoy it. And I think there's an added pressure on, and I mentioned the deadline for the Warriors to do everything under the sun to get Steph had the necessary help so they can get right back, not for the playoffs. I'll take that. But Steph Curry said it in Vegas. Things change quickly in this league. So I think there's a pressure for Mike Dunleavy to appease Steph and Draymond to go get them that necessary help to where it's not, hey, you guys had a cute little season. You got back to the playoffs. I think they got to contend. Yeah, and you need talent to contend. And right now, I don't know if they have. I'm waiting and excited, but man, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I would say you're crazy.
I would say you wouldn't be the only one.
You're crazy to go into the season with an expectations the Warriors can win it all. Like, aren't you?
Or how about getting back to the Western Conference? Like being, you know what I mean? Like the five seeds you talk about, and maybe you win two rounds, you're in the Western Conference Finals. Like, it can't be going backwards from not making the playoffs and taking two baby steps. Hey, we won a round. I don't even want the Warriors, and I know Steph's saying this, to hell with a play-in. We are a playoff team. My days are numbered as, you know, being able to carry us on our back. And I feel right now I cannot identify, and maybe it's Kuminga, maybe it's Pods, maybe it's Melton, maybe it's Slo-Mo. I can't identify that second or third or that second and so second and a half guy.
Why do you think they're going to be a title contender?
Because Wiggins can ball, and if he, you know, got the new haircut, the new look, and got his family stuff past him, you know, he's at ease. You know, I know heart's heavy, but Kuminga with the blonde hair. Well, like, what if those two dudes just think about it?
Then I think could be a playoff team.
But what about Kuznoy's in the playoffs?
I think that's
because Kuminga and Wiggins collectively, Steiny, athleticism, being able to they check all the boxes. Can you sustain it?
They don't check all the boxes. Kuminga and Wiggins. To me, there's a bunch of boxes they don't check.
Well, 2022 Wiggins, okay. I'll take that. We'll take that all day. That checked all the boxes.
But you can't take that all day because he's never done that all day. But I want to get to the bigger point of you can't go into the season with an expectation the Warriors are going to win it, can you?
I'm hitting the reverse. Because when you say it like that. Like,
my question is this.
I just said to you 10 minutes ago, Steiny, make the playoffs for the Warriors, for me. But for Steph, they got to do more than that.
Why? He's under contract for three more years.
Because he's a winner, and he's still playing at a high level. I watch things erode around me, and I'm not the reason. When I'm the John Lennon of the group, I'm doing my thing. You got to get me talent that can help me. That's what makes it look bad. If Steph's playing at a high level, and that's why last year wasn't cool to me.
Well, he didn't have a great second half.
No doubt. He stepped back a little. But at the end of the day, it's about getting him help.
Okay.
So if they don't win a championship, Steiny, I'm not breaking any china. But if they don't make the playoffs, oh my gosh, it's Armageddon. Because then it's really over with Steph Curry.
I just don't like to talk in extremes like that. Like, I don't think it's fair to think this team's a championship contender right now. Maybe halfway through the year, we'll think differently. Just like in 2022, I don't think a lot of people thought they were a contender. Then they start 31-9, and everybody says, "Well, what do we got here?"
So, what's success for the Warriors for you this season?
Get to five. Get to six.
Right. And that might be 52 wins. You're right, because this could be thick.
But it could also, things could break and 47 might be able to get there. It depends on the year. They got to six. Who's to say 44 won't get you to six this year like it did 2 years ago?
And I don't want to bring up because we'll get into it later, the Osler Draymond conversation. But Steiny, I'm sorry. I'm still holding on to the math. I know you're going to be like, Guru, the Warriors won six. They didn't. If he doesn't miss 25 games, the Warriors aren't what they were, a play-in team. You know what I mean? We could have been talking about them being a 4 or 5 seed if Draymond was available. So right then and there, it's bigger than basketball. It's about availability. So that's what Osler was talking to Draymond about. So I bring that up because it gives me more confidence that this wasn't a natural non-playoff team. I mean, it is what it is. He went and messed up. But if you ask me what went wrong for the Warriors last year, before I say anything about a screen or a lack of defense, I'm saying Draymond was gone. That was the death blow.
Okay. And I'm saying that Steph didn't have a great second half, that Wiggins was AWOL, that Draymond got suspended and Kuminga was a little bit up and down. I wouldn't put it all on Draymond, but I'm more interested in how are Warrior fans going to enjoy this year if they're not willing to see success in something other than a championship? When we know right now, it looks like a long shot. Right now.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.